2,000 students pump in over $120 million per year in Northeast Ohio's economy in tuition and living expenses. Statewide in Ohio, Ohio attracts around 20,000 students, international students per year, and they pump in over half a billion dollars in the state's economy in just tuition and living expenses. So it's an export. They don't talk about it as an export. Higher education is an export, but it really is an export. And some universities, like Ohio State University, is looking to leverage that as a way to internationalize their campus, encourage their American-born students to get passports and travel the world and work abroad and experience the world. So, you know, we're really at an inflection point, I think, in the Midwest on leveraging globalization as a positive force for economic development. The real benefit of attracting these students, though, is not the cash they bring. It's to retain them and leverage and embrace their entrepreneurial propensities. You know, in a book I just wrote with the Plain Dealer Reporter, Bob Smith, you know, we interviewed a lot of immigrant entrepreneurs around the country, billionaires and small shop bodega owners as well. And, you know, a lot of the international students that came here to start Silicon Valley companies like Google, Yahoo, PayPal, Intel, eBay, Sun Microsystems, all these folks that we interviewed, they didn't come here to start companies. They came here to get an education. And Vivek Wadhwa, researcher at Berkeley, found that about 11 to 12 year time frame from the time an international student arrives on U.S. soil to go to school to the time they may launch a company. So the research indicates that these are natural born entrepreneurs. They're risk takers by definition. There's a great quote by the guy that started the MIT Entrepreneurship Center his name is Ed Roberts, and he said, "To immigrate is an entrepreneurial act." So, you know, in the Midwest, if we want to see a whole new era of entrepreneurship and job creation, we got to embrace people like Dash Deshpande, an immigrant from India, a Thai global guru, charter member, who just recently opened up a factory here in Livonia, Michigan, with this company called A123 Systems, which is a lithium-ion battery company. And that company, which is we read about in the book, that company is an immigrant-founded company started by Dash Yetming Chiang from Taiwan at MIT, and Rick Fulop, a young brash entrepreneur from Venezuela. And that company was the most successful IPO in 2009. And so they unveiled the factory in Livonia, blue-collar jobs, and the projection is 3,000 new jobs in the next 3 years out of that factory. So we're not just talking about, you know, obscure data on white papers. We're talking about real entrepreneurship.